Hello, today the church celebrates the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 43. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." Most of us don't remember the first steps we took as toddlers, but many of us might remember the first steps we took in learning to read when we were very young. It probably began with a series of cards or posters. A is for apple, B is for ball, C is for cookie, and we would work so hard to learn those sounds. Once we learned to attach those sounds to a particular letter, we were able to identify groups of letters that formed words, and once we were able to sound out words, we were able to enter the wonderful world of reading. Think about how far we've come since "See Dick and Jane Run" was the height of great literature. And then there was math. First we had to learn to count to 10, and then we had to recognize that those numbers represented specific numbers of apples, cookies, or pennies. And then we moved on, with the help of pie tins, to fractions. For those who are or who have been married, do you remember the first time you met your spouse? Maybe it was a chance meeting with a simple hello. A few awkward words might have been exchanged. Then you worked up your courage to ask for your first real date. And somehow you connected. A relationship began and love blossomed. And it all started with a simple and maybe awkward hello. The great events and moments of life begin with small things. From simple beginnings and basic ideas begin life's greatest accomplishments and journeys. Humanity's dreams of peace, reconciliation, and justice will be realized first in simple, basic, and small acts of goodness of individual men and women. Such is the mustard seed of faith, that from the smallest and humblest acts of justice, kindness, and compassion, the kingdom of God will be realized. As Christians, each of us is called to help bring about God's kingdom and to lead others to that kingdom. This is a pretty daunting task, but we need to remember that we're not working on that task alone. We do so with all other people, and we need to remember that it's not all done at once. God's kingdom is achieved one small step at a time. In an age where we expect things instantly, the idea of one small step at a time seems unbearable. but it is the only way that we can truly answer the call to lead others to the kingdom of God. No step is too small. No movement is insignificant. So we pray today and always that we will have the faith, strength, and determination to make each small step on the journey to the kingdom of God.